Amin. 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 Oh, Lord have mercy. That was fire, family, but I don't know what's happening with the audio. We need to get the astral weatherman back in here, families, just so we can understand the astrological times we're in right now, because the equipment is moving crazy. Equipment is moving crazy, family. But we're going to get it in, family. We keep it moving. We move. We move. Trust me. Let's get it in, family.
Just do what you wanna.
Inside,
say what you wanna. Behave how you wanna.
Inside, just be brave.
We are the arms that let us reach. Yeah, we are the mouths that let us speak. Yeah, we are the heads that let us lead. So pick up your legs and move your feet. Yeah, we are dancer. Dancer. Yeah, yeah. Dancer. Oh, dancer. Yeah, we are dancer. Dancer. Yeah, and dancer. And dancer. You be a dancer, oh yes. You be a dancer. You be a dancer, oh yes.
What is going on there, family? We've got some gremlins happening in this business right now, family. Let's get it in, family. Let's bring you into some nice, upful vibrations. You are listening to the highest frequency in the multiverse, the one and only, family. Cheza FM.
Cheza
FM, family. Let's get it in right now. Hey. I pray you're in the vibration with me right now, and that we get some good vibrations in here with this one. We gon' move with the rhythm however it goes, family. We are in the game, we are in the game. At the edge of January, moving into the eye of the shadow season. In love.
Tonight, can we build a heaven tonight? In a desert or tonight, bring our hearts together, moving in our nature. We'll be kissing in the
It's crazy right now. I don't know how it's picking up on you guys' side, but over here, we're getting some real mad technicals right now. Not sure what's happening with the equipment, but
Chezza!
Family, this is Chezza FM. And family, this is gonna be the last week of this session. Hold on. Yeah, family. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, family, this is gonna be the last week of Chezza FM, so I hope you guys have really enjoyed this transmission.
Too high, too
high. Everything else happens with inside the portal. For those who signed up for the Too High To Go Hell portal, everything else happens within the portal after this week. So, yeah, really looking forward to deep diving with all the people who are in the game right now. If you're in the game, put a flame if you're in the game right now, for real. Big up to all you guys who's been on this journey, family. You've decided to take this journey for whatever your soul's reason is. And I'm just so happy to be on this roller coaster with you. It makes it fun. It makes it it makes it pleasurable. It makes it worthwhile. And no matter the outcome, you know you're going to have a good time along the way, which is the most important factor of manifestation. So the space that we've actually created right now, after being, call it maybe 3 weeks in to this Shadows Work portal, Too High To Go Hell, the space we've created is very, very warm. It's very, very warm. And so It's primed for us to do more work with each other. And yeah, man, really hold space for that journey into the new, yeah? So that's what we're dealing with here. And here on this transmission, here in this transmission, we've been sharing with you just some backstory with Mikel and Mr. Energy and the various connections that they have. And so really hope you've enjoyed this journey, and all episodes are available, will be available on Spotify and Apple. And yeah, man. Yes, this is the last week. This is the last... four episodes of Chezza FM, family. So, you know, we're not done yet, family. We've got a whole week ahead of us, and we're sure to unravel a lot more. Mikel, thank you for that announcement. We really appreciate that at this time. Family, I would get into some music, but it would seem the gremlins have infected our technology space. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump straight to the comments section, and we're going to ask for any questions. So you guys have been listening to stories throughout this week, conversations with myself, Mr. Energy, and Mikel Amin, and with some distinguished guests, and we've all been able to garner a lot about your journey. What we want to do is open up the floor to any questions that anyone may have regarding anything in this space that we could address live here on the highest frequency in the multiverse.
Chezza!
FM. Mikel is here, family. I am here. The space is set. If you have any questions, come through.
Jezza!
FM. All right, family, thank you. Seeing the questions come in.
Hey, hey! You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
So let's deal. Try put your questions in the question box, please, so that the movement of the comments don't make your questions disappear. So if you put it in the question box, then at least I can always see it. And when I'm answering it, I can always reference it, and other people can also see question as well. So Dada Cassie says, please tell us about any out-of-body experiences you have had and what events led to that moment. I can think of two. And two very different circumstances, but quite the same when you understand the essence of both of them. Two out of body experiences that actually quite a few, but maybe three because these are three dynamic ones. So the first one that came to mind was a Kyoga session that I did, and people who've been in our other Kyoga sessions, you'd have heard me talk about this. And I did my first real Kyoga ceremony, you know what I'm saying? My first real Kyoga ceremony. And with Brother Phoenix. And anyway, long story short, I was fighting that whole ceremony. Have any of you like seen Doctor Strange? This is exactly what happened to me. Where he knocks you out of your boof. I was knocked out of my body, literally. I was fighting that whole Kyoga ceremony, and then I like literally just fighting the entire spirit, you know. What I noticed, I'm trying to see how much I should go into it, because I want to get into some laws as well that are really cool to observe. But what I noticed in that ceremony is I was Geb. For those of you who understand, you know, if you know, you know, you know what I'm saying. I was Geb, and in Geb, I was trying to compute. Kyoga puts you between Ma'at and Asar. That's the game of Kyoga. Kyoga will put you between Ma'at and Asar. You'll be in one of those spaces. If your eyes are on, if your eyes are open, you're more likely to be in the Ma'at space, especially if you're in peace. Yeah? If your eyes are closed, it's more likely to take you to that space of oneness. But if you're in Geb, which is your physical body, the ego, if you're in there, if you're trying to remain in there during a Kyoga game and you're not in peace, it's going to be a wild ride for you. because you're just going to be fighting, trying to compute the majesty of the Most High in your puny body. So this is where peace is so becomes so important. But yeah, I was knocked out of my body and I went beyond Asar back to peace. And that's what they call ego death. I have a song on my next album. Big up everyone who's invested in the Too High To Go Hell portal, because you are going to have exclusive access to my next album. So I got a song on my album called Ego Death. and the journey of it, yeah, it's dope. But yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. And that was an out-of-body experience, like for real, for real. Second out-of-body experience I remember is, for those of you who's in the my art class last night, you'd have heard me talk about a particular experience where I tried to meditate. I tried some extra meditation, you know what I'm saying? But I only did that because before I'd had an out-of-body experience where I had learned to meditate into sleep. So you meditate. You know, there's that moment where you feel yourself going to sleep. If you can breathe into that instead of falling asleep, it's that tired thing. If you can breathe into that sleep consciously, you end up coming out of, you end up being able to remove your, move within your consciousness outside of your body. So your consciousness can now take on different forms or nothing at all. You can just observe yourself as consciousness. So that technique that I applied allowed me to do that. And it was so fascinating because I started walking into other spaces that looked like things that I know, constructions, reality constructs that I know. You know what I'm saying? So I was walking, looking at people, shaking hands. It's like what the metaverse is going to be. Like, you know when you get all these adverts about the metaverse and you'll be able to feel things and augmented reality? It's just that on the technology side. Do you get it? Technology is always reflective of your spiritual powers. So VR, virtual reality and metaverse stuff, and you put on glasses that allow you to take on a new avatar and body and new realm of experience. That's what you can do anyway. And we are in the era of you being able to do that very easily. That's the era we're in. That's why technology can be built around it. Does that make sense? Technology can be built to help you experience that as a handicap, but you can do it anyway. Do you get it? So that's, you need not fear none of that shit because that's your shit anyway. And if you're not doing that, you know, like it's that total enslavement, absolute freedom. You know what I'm saying? If you're not doing that, if you're someone who's removed from that, you're just gonna do it on this side. And it's cool, you could do that, or you can play with that, or you could do a bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you know what you want out of the experience. Doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Because in the same way that if my subconscious is demonized, yes? My subconscious is demonized. Or big up Nirvana. Nirvana helped me with this perspective. Parasites are the real devil in your body. The real name for devil is parasites. And parasites determine how you think. They're things that live in within your gut and tell you how to think. So if you've got parasites within you, it's going to affect you on a subconscious level. And that subconscious level is going to play out even in your dreams. So you can learn how to meditate your way into an out-of-body experience where you can walk around in your dreams, but you're just going to walk around in some dark shit because that's who you are currently. So that's all even you're able to dream. Does that make sense? It reflects your, as above, so below. So the conscious and the subconscious, they're all going to reflect your programming and your definition. So in the same way where you could go into the new web is going to be all about you. The new web that we're in, it's completely designed by you. Yeah? So there's no excuse in this era. This new web is completely designed by you. So if you are in the metaverse and you are able to talk and bring anything into reality, anything into existence with a click of a button, not even a button, with the engagement of a thought, you're able to bring in food, people, ideas, information at the movement of your brain cell. That's where that space is going. But hold on, pause. That sounds crazy from a technological, I want to rule everyone point of view. But let's just take a look at what you actually do anyway. You actually do that anyway. What technology is going to do is speed up the spiritual process. So, you know, when we talk about law of attraction or manifestation, or, you know, you thinking and it becoming, and, you know, when Yeshua says be and it is, you know, all of these proverbs that deal with manifestation, whatever you wish for in the name of God, you will get blah, blah, blah. That's going to become an actual reality via the technology that's being built around the spiritual law. So the worry is not about what you are manifesting, is how quick you're manifesting that. Do you get what I'm saying? You're going to be manifesting quick, so you better get your shit on point. You meaning your intentions. Because your manifestation is going to be very quick. All of it. Karma. Boom, boom. Energy. Wisdom. All of that is licking you. But who you are, human or divine being, is going to determine how you experience that. Someone who knows that is going to take advantage of that. Someone who knows that about you is going to take advantage of that. And that's what's happening. They're building technology around your spiritual, who you are naturally. They're building technology around who you are naturally. It doesn't mean you should be afraid of their technology. It means your ass should get in there and play. Know yourself. You know, like that? Know yourself. Because some of you wouldn't believe your spiritual power if you didn't experience it through the technology. You wouldn't believe it. You've read about it so long that now you're going to be able to relate. Once you understand the laws of God, you're going to see technology completely differently and understand your actual power over it. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that was one out of body. That was a second out of body experience, the ability to breathe myself into a new reality. You know what I mean? Then the third one is Cesarojo. You know, Cesarojo, one powerful experience that I kept having in Cesarojo games is the removal to put my body into trance in the middle of a game and just literally take on the experience of just consciousness. To watch yourself dance, to be in the game so much that you just sit there like a genie. You know what I'm saying? I sit there like a genie looking at myself dancing in the game. And then you get worried, so you got to do some shit. Like, you get like, yo, how long am I going to be here? He need my help. Let me run back in. Let's jump back in. You know what I'm saying? It's getting the game. You know? But to do that and be like, rotted, he's really going for it. He's in the game. And he's not panicking. Whee! The levels, man. The levels. One thing I love about technology, though, is like it's a part of the every tongue shall confess gang. Technology is also a part of the every knee shall bow gang. You know, like that. Because, you know, everything has to, again, confess to the law and bow down to the law. So when you understand technology has to do that as well, it becomes a great observation of the power that is within us. Because we develop off of who we are. That's it. We develop based on who we are. That's it. So two people could take the same element and create love or atomic bombs. You know, yeah. You know? You know, so both have a great an impact, but two different experiences of impact, you know? So family, like those are three dope occasions. Kyoga, meditation, and Cesar Rojo. Interesting combination. Interesting combination. My three out-of-body experiences. This is something to be documented. My three very clear out-of-body experience exercises were yoga, meditation, and Cesar Rojo. What is it about those three? What do those three have in common? Come on, family. I want you guys to answer me now. What do those three have in common that all of them can lead to the same result? Talk to me.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
That's right. Spark your lighters up, family. I want you to spark your Ganja, take your Dawa right now, and get into this vibration. What is that? Answer that question. What is it about yoga, Cesar Rojo, and meditation? Breathwork meditation, to be honest. I was really breathing on that shit. You know what I'm saying? What is it about those two that can have all yielded those same results? Oh, she said river man breath.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord, that's mad. That's kind of mad. I caught the science. I caught it. Nirvana said back to zero. Absolutely. P equals peace. Whew. Creates room for awareness. No facade. No facade. No facade or no facade? Nufaka. Nufaka. Yeah, man. Yeah. Creates room for awareness. Breath work. Rhythm and breath. Mm-hmm. Interesting. We don't have to find the answer today, family, but that is the truth. You know, like that? That's just the truth. So when there's truth and we found an interdependent link, we can, you know, there should be some synergy in terms of what the common quality is. Does that make sense? So, yes, I think there was another question. I think I saw Ben make an observation. I just clocked Herakuti's number 5. Thus, can't be added to anything to make 10. It can't be added to anything but itself. So Herakuti is like, are you in the game, though? God does not punish. God does not reward. God does not protect. You, my friend, will have the pleasure of answering this for yourself. The comfort of controlling these for yourself. God does not reward. God does not protect. God does not punish.
It's not that deep.
You have the comfort of controlling these for yourself. That is the statement of Herakuti. Thus, Herakuti is 5 on 5.
It's not that deep.
Are you in the game? Are you in the game? Herakuti's like, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to deliver the job. Just doing my job, ma'am. Just doing my job. Just doing my job. He's the tax man, bro. Fucking hell. He's the bailiff. Fucking hell.
Hey, hey.
He He's the bailiff. That's who that guy is, bro. Oh, my God. Comment section blowing up today. Let's get in. Got some questions here. Some more. How do we overcome being overly conscious of self? Fuck it. Fuck it.
Hey, hey.
Fuck it.
It's not that deep.
At the right age, I'm going to teach my daughter that word. The appropriate use of that. Fuck it. I'm going to teach her the appropriate use of that word. You know what I'm saying? So, in the language of the spirit, when I say, fuck you, I'm saying my will over yours. But in the same language of the spirit, when I say fuck it, I'm saying God's will over mine.
Here we go!
How do we become overly conscious of self? Fuck you, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And that's me putting my will over my ego. And then fuck it, putting God's will over mine. So at a certain point, I don't know how this is gonna go. But based on my highest intentions, to go. I don't know what's gonna happen, but this is me. You know? And then be in the practice. This is another thing. Set your highest intentions, know your highest excitement. Yes, know your highest excitement, set your highest intentions. Create a rhythm around that, meaning a trance where you dedicate yourself to that highest intention and then live and die on the consequences. That's how I overcome being overly conscious of self. Because to tell you the truth, I'm conscious of it all. Because I really care about the message that I have. I really care about getting through to people. I really care about giving something to my people that they will love. But what I've learned, you can't fucking please everybody.
Here we go!
So, you can't. It's not a possibility. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. And so I have to put my ego aside to how I feel about shit and allow my ego to submit to the one who put the ego into play in the first place. You see? And that's the Most High. Amen. Yeah, so boom. That's how you make a discipline out of your highest intentions and your highest excitement. What are they creating together? Your highest intentions. Yes? And your highest excitement. What are they creating? What are they generating? Yeah.
Here we go.
That is a sexual play with yourself. That's almost like a mental way to have sex. That's a sexual game. Highest intentions, your highest excitement. Understanding those two is like a sexual pairing, because within that they create a bond to become your daily practices and your daily habits. And then they end up making you. So that's a sexual game of psychology with yourself. My highest intentions. What are my highest intentions for life? What are my highest intentions for my life? Like my highest intentions for myself, my experience of life, and how I want to design my, what are they? Okay, what's my highest excitement? What are the things that actually get me into gear? What is the one thing I will wake up and be ready and be available for and to, irrespective of the circumstances, irrespective of the emotional design? What is that? That's a masculine and feminine pairing right there. Highest intentions. The morals, the principles, the pillars in which your structure stands on. Highest excitement, the creative imagination that puts your energy into flow. That's the masculine and feminine. Bring those two together and you've got a different experience of self. one that will feel so good, will feel so pleasured, will feel so elated that you would do anything to keep them intact. You know that good sex that you run back to? I'm telling you, this is free game. Do this activity, right? If you could dedicate yourself to this activity, understanding what your highest intentions are for your life, like your highest representation of yourself, as far as you can see it, and the things that you have within your arsenal that you are naturally pulled towards, naturally excited about doing, participating, thinking about, which idea of yourself gets you into gear the most. If you follow those two, you'll have a sexual experience of self that you will not want to part from ever. You will literally die on it. You'll be like, nope, nope, this is my, you know what I'm saying? This is my sex. This is my sex, and ain't no one taking it from me. This is my sex right here. You get what I'm saying? That's that feeling. And when you get that feeling, you start losing, just like sex. You know how sex opens you up? Come on, family, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Sex opens you up. You know when you're activated sexually, you start doing things that you wouldn't usually do. You start saying things that you wouldn't usually say. You start opening up into spaces that you wouldn't usually be opened up to. Again. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you've activated that space, it's all guns blazing. And in that space, family, is what you experience. When you pair these two, your highest intentions, your high excitement, and you live on that, when you live on that, that's what you experience. And you will fight to keep that because it feels so good. I got so many songs I want to play right now, but I can't because the gremlins are moving mad. But you got to say, family, it starts to feel good.
It's not that deep.
So make it deeper then.
It's not that deep.
That's what she said. Do you get what I'm saying, family, though? I hope you guys are following me. I hope you guys are in. This is how we overcome being overly conscious of self. Think about the times when you are not conscious. Most of us, if you are ever not conscious anywhere, it's during sex. Well, good sex should make you lose all sense of that. Should take you out of that. But guess what? I wouldn't be surprised if most people don't have this experience during sex because most people don't know how to have that experience with themselves. You don't have an activity that removes you, you know? So, yeah, man. But yeah, I gave like a textbook answer. I thought I was just gonna give you like a, you know, yeah, just chaz a rojo, you know, meditate, have some kyoga. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You know? She going to be all right, you know?
It's not.
But no, nah, that was a textbook answer. I'm looking forward to listening back to that myself. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
Here we go!
All right, cool. So let's go. Any more questions? Where we at? Yeah, we in good time. Let's get it in. Nirvana. Nirvana's talking to us right now.
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
The mind can make you think you are just tired when you are procrastinating. How do you override the program in the moment?
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
The mind can make you think you are just tired when you are procrastinating. How do you override the program in the moment? So, I'm going to be controversial. I need to stand up for this because my... All right, I'm going to be controversial. I think we should procrastinate more. I think procrastination is a gift that once you redefine it from procrastination... Currently, it's not a gift because you think it's procrastination. Currently, you think it's not a gift because you think you have a second, you have some other brain going on. Do you get what I'm saying? You think you're using a different process when you're procrastinating versus when you're focused. It's not. Your brain is going through its journey. You know what I'm saying? Your energies are everywhere right now. Do you know how much shit is affecting us on a secondary basis? Every single moment of life. How much shit we have to scour through. How dare they tell us to focus when we live in the world that we live in? Do you get what I'm saying? So procrastination, I think, is a skill that is a productivity skill that is yet to be harnessed by average minds, I would say. But, you know, I make a living off of that. You know, that is how I build and do what I need to do. Does that make sense? And this is one of my strengths. Not procrastinating, but I divide my attention based on the work that I'm doing. But what I have done, because I'm someone who gets easily distracted anyway, and my mind will venture off into something that's really, really important to me in that moment. But what I've done is made sure that all my distractions lead me back to the same space anyway. And so I've cultured all my distractions, i.e. the things that I like to go to or like to run to, I've cultured them to be a part of feeding the same objective. And so I don't feel bad. It actually empowers everything that I do. A lot of the stuff, the work that I share, is come from, like, whether it's Cesar Rojo, the programs in Warojo House, what we've done thus far, the platforms we use, the way we use my art, the way we've built these stories, events, and experiences. This is all coming from this. Do you know what I'm saying? And so for me, the results are... What again, the results is like, damn, that's my sex. You know, like, again, going back to that thing, the highest intentions, your highest excitement, you pair that together and you're like, oh shit, that's the results. So I really value that. And so what I would try and do is, not try and do, what I would do is redefine the moment of procrastination, redefine it, own it. Sure, you don't want to sit there and fall asleep or waste time, but work with that energy. If you feel yourself veering off, take that bloody break. Get on the floor. Cesar. You know what I'm saying? Cesar, or create something. Have a creative wank. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And I mean that, like, you know, and I mean that by, like, so what I might do, for example, I maybe focus on one big thing, but what I would do is, like, I have to go and create. Like, what I really loved is creating content or editing stuff. So I may go and, write a freestyle real quick, or just freestyle to something, or Cesar, or it's all Cesar, really. Just play the spirit, really. So whatever it is you are inclined to do, just go and do it and feel satisfied in it. So you can get back to what you're doing. You're like, oh, that was nice, and jump back on. Because what I've learned on this journey, family, the work doesn't stop anyway. The work doesn't finish. And that's one thing that brothers and sisters in the motherland have mastered. It's like they work freaking hard, but they play hard. They play. I'm like, how do you get it all done? Like, bro, break down these hours. Like, so what are you work breaking? Or you break work breaking? Like, you don't work, they just get it in. They work like no one has ever worked before. Bloody dusty hands, rawr, work, sweat. But when it's playtime, it's over. So, you know, we are the ones that struggle with balance in this part of the world. You know what I'm saying? And that's only because of our disconnection of who we know ourselves to be. If you understand that your nature is peace, then you understand peace. You need to represent the balance of peace. So if you've been working in a particular way, you deserve to play. You deserve your respite. You deserve your rest. You deserve your sleep. You know what I mean? This doesn't mean putting yourself out and doing financially irresponsible things or anything like that. It just means, like, take the break, because it will actually help the work. And the work don't stop. 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 Do you get what I'm saying? And work is a man's best friend. Like, real talk. Work is a man's best friend. Gotta get that work. You know, so that's what I was saying. It's time to redefine that the energy of procrastinating. You feel yourself veering off, procrastinating. Go and do what you need to do. Go and bake bread. Bake a whole bread before you start your work. Just bake a whole bread. And I'm being so serious. Because the work you put up after that, bake the bread, be in the kitchen, you know, get the apron dirty, you know, knead it, go in the oven, test it, do all of that shit. Take out the oven, let it cool down, cut your slice and sit down and do your work. Do you get what I'm saying? Go sit down and do your work with your freshly made slice of banana bread. Hot. With your chamomile tea. Now I can focus. Literally, family. Go and play the spirit. Cesarojo is the answer. What do you... The question is, what am I being... Okay. I'm falling asleep because I don't want to do this work that I'm doing. Maybe I should go and jog. Maybe I should go and think. Get back to my work. Put the work into meditation somewhere else. You know, like, sometimes as well, yeah, depending on... Especially us creatives and people, you know, who are on the path of entrepreneurship and all that stuff, you think sitting at your laptop is work. That's your problem.
Here we go.
That's our problem. You think sitting at your laptop is work. That's what we think it is. It's not. That's not work. So that's, we only respect when we, see how we are though? You only respect your shit when you're sitting down in the chair with your batty cock one side and you're square and you're like, that's, we still respect that as work. We still respect that as where we really get it in. That's where we really get it in, at the laptop. That's not where we get it in, unless you're making music. And even me, that's not where I get it in. By the time I record a song, I've already been in the energy. So even the laptop is just getting it's just capturing it. You get what I'm saying? So we need to start rating the other aspects of the work that we do. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, man. When you are procrastinating, how do you override the program? Change the program. Yeah? Let's see if we've got any more questions. Shaney Pops. Peace in, Mr. Blue. When someone is in the midst of grief, how can you hold space for them using my art? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's amazing. I like that. When someone is in a... Where is it? When someone is in the midst of grief, how can you hold space for them using my art? The best way to hold space for someone using my art is to not talk about my art. It's to be it. It's to be able to relate with them through your own channel. Using the understanding of my art. My art is not a rhetoric to be just spewed out there. It's to be experienced and affirmed. That's what it really is. It's to be lived and affirmed. And so I would say what's really important about holding space is knowing that it's not about you. So you're not going there to add anything. You don't need to say anything. One of the things that was always hard for me around people who've experienced grief in the family, or friends of mine or anybody, one of the things I am an orator. You get what I'm saying? I always have something to say. But in those scenarios, I never have anything to say. Because what can you say? And that always messes me up because I feel like I'm doing a disservice by not saying something profound that could change and help this person, because that's what I do. But I had to learn that that's not what it's about. Through experience myself, at that point, when you experience that grief and that sense of loss, it's not about what someone can say to you. It's just about them being, you being an energetic representation of peace, their peace that they can also have. That's what holding space is. Hold space, peace. Don't block the energy. Stop. Don't block the energy with your rhetoric. Don't block the energy with your belief system. Don't block the energy with your, you know? No, hold space. That's what it is. So my art in those scenarios would be for you to hold more space. Not for you to necessarily say, you know, God doesn't punish. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to, we don't turn it into that. So if we're looking at the laws, it's because we want to live and channel them through what we do, because not because we believe in it, but because we understand that that's what we are. That's who we are. You get what I'm saying? It's not a Sebek thing. It's a Tahuti thing. Yeah. Thank you for that question. That's a dope question. Yes, family. Okay, I don't think there's any more questions. So big up, Uno. Big up, Uno. Yeah. Big up, Uno. If there's no more questions, you don't know what time it ain't.
Here we go!
This is the last week of Chez FM, family. So let's get it in.
Here we go!
Meet me here every rising until Friday. Till Friday. Meet me here every rising till Friday, family. But we're going to be getting it in on the highest frequency in the multiverse.
Jezza!
FM and, yeah. Keep it moving. Next week, Friday, family, we have our Too High to Go Hell sermon. Yeah. This is going to be a dawah game. So come through with your dawah on the hour, because we'll be participating in a wonderful game around this Too High to Go Hell season. And we'll be creating a portal, a physical one. In the Too High to Go Hell portal is free. If you're a Royal House member, it's going to be half price, even off the half price. You know what I'm saying? Come through, family. You done now. And if anyone's ordered these flight jackets, big up you. That's going to get shipped to you this week. You know what I'm saying? That's going to get shipped to you this week. So if you've got your flight jackets already, expect some incoming mail. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you who haven't got yours yet, family, this is your last chance, yeah, to grab one of these. Right. The current discount price is going to go up, because like I said, the discount was for to get the initial product in, and so, you know, we've sold off most of it already, and so those people will be receiving, and so we're gonna go into the full kind of retail mode soon. This will be until next week. Yeah, this will be the last time you can get it, but we will still be doing installments, even at full price. Even now at discount price, you can pay in installments for anything that you want. So either way, it's gonna be dope for you. But if you guys have got one already, then grab yours, yeah? And also, yeah, if you got one of these, it's free entry. to the next event.
Jezza!
It's free entry. This is like gonna be your ticket. That's what I'm be doing, family. You look, see, NFTs, this is a non-fungible token. This right here, this is a real NFT. It's a physical one. That's what it means. It's a non-fungible token, family. Because when these sell out, we ain't doing them again like this. You get what I'm saying? We ain't doing them again. And anyone who's got these, this is the first time I've made a jacket with Warrojo on it. So anyone who's got this, this is going to be your, this is going to be your a surfer ticket. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a ticket. You get what I'm saying?
Jezza!
You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be able to prove that you've been in the game. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So yeah, grab yours, family, however you want it. We got them. Yeah, so big up on yourself. I want to say peace in, love out, Nakumaisha, Watu Warrojo.
Hey!
Inside. Take care, family. And I'll catch you in the rising again. Peace.